Just thought of something that could really piss you off. And I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
Hey guys. So So welcome back.
What's wrong with you?
Slapbacks here, and
no.
We're gonna bring you a podcast.
Is that why you had that gum on your lap the whole time?
It's
like he has a piece of gum just sitting on his lap.
I sure do.
Okay, can I explain to you how you fucked up?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're recording the intro right now. You have to finish chewing that gum. You realize? So. Unless you spit it out, you put two in your mouth. Unless you spit it out immediately, which I doubt you're going to do, you're going to have to chew that the entirety of this episode.
No. Hey.
What?
I'm going to need you to stop that, okay?
Oh, you're going to need me to stop.
You know, I'm going to need you to stop that, okay? Uh-huh.
I'm going to forget what...
I'm going to just stop that, okay? I'm going to just stop that.
All right.
You, for those of you who can't see, which is everyone, this guy had the audacity to steal my glasses. He put them on his face.
Yeah.
You put them on your face.
I did.
You just...
See, the difference between that and what you were doing is they had no idea.
Hey.
But what you were doing.
Oh, no.
But
no.
What you were doing. Oh, my God. No, do that. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so. Oh, I'm
shit,
so
that's bad. That's bad.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
my God. Here's the deal. This is something you always peg me for, and now I'm gonna peg you.
You're gonna peg me?
I'm gonna peg you hard.
Okay.
I listen, you did something that they don't know. You took my glasses, and if it weren't for me saying you took my glasses, they wouldn't have known. And you see, every time I do something that they can't see because they can't hear it because it's not auditory, you get angry at me.
It causes a disruption.
You caused the disruption.
No, you could have said nothing and we could have moved on with it.
And I wouldn't have had my glasses. I wouldn't have had my glasses. I would
I'd
have had to look
glasses.
At you.
You weren't even, what, did you think I took them off your face?
No,
they were just sitting there.
I would have had to look at you wearing my spectacles. You know how frustrating that is? Someone else wearing, all right. This is for all you glasses wearing people out there. It's frustrating. You don't understand what it's like when someone else takes your frames.
No,
it's
I don't.
Really...
I have 20/20 vision.
You did not just say that. Now, I know you didn't just say that because you know it irks me to my core.
I guess. I doubt that they give a shit out. Even the blind people, I doubt they give a shit.
Oh, they do.
I doubt it.
You know, because if you stole a blind person's feely stick, they'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that. Have I ever done that? No, what I know, I just took your glasses for a second, and then you get all fucking mad about it, and you just... See all the disruption you've caused?
You don't understand because you don't wear glasses. If I would, it's like this. I took his phone, guys. I took his phone, and I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
I'm going to hold on to it.
Hey. Okay.
And I'm going to use it.
You can take pictures.
You know,
and that's
when
it.
People do this, when they do this, and they just take photos of themselves?
First of all, you do that to my phone all the time. There's so many pictures of you in my camera roll that you've taken.
You're right.
So.
All right. Well.
Did I have a notification?
Yeah, it's from Snapchat.
Okay.
Don't check that.
I'm not gonna. I'm unprofessional. Unprofesh.
Oh, you profesh.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Okay. So now that we're both professional again, I had something I wanted to discuss with you.
Yeah. Please.
And
lay it on me.
I guarantee you everyone can relate to this.
Everyone.
That's what we're about.
Even blind people?
Relatable. Oh, especially.
Oh.
Maybe to a different extent, but yeah, I bet.
Okay, go.
So this is what I wanted to discuss. So this is a question for you guys as well. No, what was it again? No, hold on. Let me think.
No.
I'm just kidding. Don't fucking patronize me.
Okay, yeah. Hurry up.
God damn it.
Are you? Come on.
I think I really forgot.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck. There's no way you just forgot what you were right about to say.
Did I tell you what it was earlier?
Come on, Big Daddy.
Oh, okay. Now I remember. So what I wanted to talk about was playing out different scenarios in your head.
Ah, yes.
Yes. And when I, what I mean by that is like extremely unrealistic ones. Mm. Like, I'll give you an example. It usually happens when I'm in the shower. I'm in the shower. Like
fisting a shark.
The, not really that, but like the first 10 okay. minutes, I'm just thinking of different scenarios.
Oh, and it's like been, who you could murder?
It's not that. Somewhere along those lines. Here's one that I often play in my head. So I
a shark?
No.
Or fisting?
No.
Okay.
It involves killing.
Okay. So like
this is what fisting. I imagine in my head.
Yeah.
I'm in class, right?
Okay.
Any class, just one of my classes. Let's say it's English class. You were in that class back in the day. Yeah. We're in English class, right? Yeah, you know, like 5 months ago.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So we're in English class, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty normal day. And then all of a sudden, someone with a gun comes in, right? And he's threatening to kill everyone. I stand up, hop over the table, charge him. He shoots. He gets a shot off, nails me in the shoulder, right? But I still get him to the ground. And then we're kind of scrapping on the ground, right?
You're fisting each other.
We're fist fighting on the ground, grappling, scrapping, you know. And we're kind of just wrestling around. And then eventually, like, he starts beating me up a little bit because I got a hole in my shoulder.
Yeah,
he shot me.
No,
but I kind of knocked the gun away and he's like about to choke me out, but then I reach for the gun, boom, blow his head off. And then boom, I'm the hero. Like I saved everyone in the class, and then everyone gets to like, and then I'm also shot, so I need help. So then like everyone's
so, yeah.
I get attention.
It's like, oh
yeah, because like,
oh, it's like one of those like you save the day, you're like,
yeah, like, oh. I saved the
and,
day.
Well, like you save the day, and then and like everyone's like in shock, but also like really stoked.
Yeah,
and
like they're you know, they're cheering for me, yeah. But they're also super concerned
yeah,
about
then,
me
yeah,
because
like
I've
you
been
fall
shot.
Over in pain. You're like, oh right, hole in me, and everyone's like, oh,
yeah. So then they call the ambulance or something.
Fix him.
And then you know I get stitched up in front of everyone because a nurse comes
right there, site.
You know, and
right
I say some corny shit like that was really brave. I was like. Just doing my civic duty or something like that. Like,
No.
No, that kind of ruins
line.
It.
You gotta pick
usually,
a better
usually it ends
no,
like
for sure.
As I'm getting stitched up.
No, like no. Like I'm all for the corny line, but your civic duties? No.
So what is like? Just I don't know. What would you say?
It's part of the job.
That's better.
See? Yeah. Exactly.
Do you ever do that? Like
no, 100%.
But what are yours like? Are they similar?
No. Yeah, I guess. Like I guess. I mean, mine is for sure more relatable than yours. What I do is when I'm in the shower, this occurs in the shower, and I think everyone
yeah.
knows that. When you're replaying, either replaying or just coming up with scenarios, it's in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think what's more common than yours, not in like a rude way, but
no.
Just like
definitely
me truthfully happen. Speaking, what's
yeah.
more common
yeah.
is people taking a situation they were in, replaying it and how they can do better, typically with
okay.
arguments.
Yeah.
They lose an argument.
I get that.
And then in their head, they're like, "Man, but I really could have slammed them, and I really could have won."
Uh-huh.
So they replay the argument, like, you know, whatever it was. Except in their head, they just completely annihilate whoever they were arguing.
I understand that.
And they're
yeah.
just like, "I'm better than you."
Okay.
You know.
I don't have those. And by the way, here's the thing. So, like, obviously the one I just described was super insane and crazy. Those are
yeah.
only, like, shower scenarios.
Yeah.
Meaning, because
like,
I do have other scenarios, but they're, like, way smaller and, like,
yeah, I mean, not
as
that
crazy,
they are,
like, throughout
but
the day.
Like, they're, like, insignificant.
Yeah.
Like, not really, but
yeah.
less.
Like,
they're for sure.
I feel like the most common and frequent ones I have are if I'm doing laundry. I'll pretend or I'll play out a scenario in my head in which I'm in a place, just a place with like all of my friends, and I'm just doing cool shit with while they're watching.
Oh, yeah. You're just like, it's
I'm
a normal activity,
yeah.
but done up, like fancy.
Yeah, like if we're all like at a dinner party and like I'm the chef, I'm doing like cool shit
you're
in the
like,
kitchen,
like
flipping
like
spatulas and shit, and people watch me because I'm, you know.
Everyone's mind.
Yeah, because real life isn't that cool. So
no, exactly.
You
got to
dress
yeah,
it up in your head.
Like,
so
hey.
All the time, not even kidding, all the time. I think of stuff like that, or like I fantasize about like being a bartender and then like
doing the bottle
all my
tricks
yeah all the bottle tricks
yeah.
and then like all my friends are there and they're watching me do the cool shit and I'm like I'm the center of attention and I'm doing cool
like,
shit.
Well, yeah, because it's like at its core, it's cool to be. It's everyone wants the attention. Everyone wants attention.
Yeah, it's attention.
It's always a good feeling to be the center of attention.
It's also like, you know, like feeling.
If you're comfortable.
Yeah, like feeling the admiration that others feel towards you.
Yeah.
From doing cool stuff.
Like when you can recognize that everyone's like, I'm here, or like I'm here, or I see, or I like you.
Yeah.
Like, I am enjoying your presence. And it's like, that's a good feeling. Everyone, like,
yeah.
It's good. Everyone likes that. Mm-hmm. You're never in a, like, if someone's ever comes up to you, like a friend of yours, and like, hey, man, or, you know, whatever, I really appreciate you, and like, you're a good friend, or you're, you know, yeah. whatever. It's like, mm-hmm. no one's ever going to be like, ah, oh, dude, that sucks.
Like, unless it's coming from someone who's not a friend, but usually it's not.
Well, you know, like me to you, I come up to you, hey, like, you're all right.
You went from, like, I really, to just...
Hey, man, I just think you're really okay.
All right.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
Sure.
Or this situation. Hey, Ben. Benny, my man.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you're my friend, and you mean a lot to me, and I'm glad for all the things that we've gone through together, and how we've grown together. And
I'm glad
that we're close. Uh-huh. And that we're cool, and like, I'm glad that I can subtly, completely shit on you when I say, you're all right. And you know I don't mean that. Like, of course you're an all right guy, but you're also better than all right. Like, you're my best friend. Like, you're
yeah,
cool.
There's an unspoken... Cool. I mean, I do this all the time.
Cool,
like, in real life, I'm a very polite person, but if we're close, I'm an asshole to you.
True.
So if you ever...
in a good way.
In a totally playful way.
Yeah.
In a joking way. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you ever meet me in person, I'm super nice. And if I'm not an asshole to you, it doesn't mean I don't like you. It just means if I am an asshole to you,
you're just on that level.
I really like close. If I can like make jokes about you and make fun of you, we're close.
It's like you're
yeah.
tight.
Even if we're not close, and I'm still gonna be super polite to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be really decent. Like in you know.
I'm gonna be really okay.
Yeah, like respectful, decent.
Like, everyone's gonna be like, they're not gonna be like praising you, but they're not gonna be hating you. They're gonna be like, oh, him, like, he's nice.
He's a stand up guy.
He's a nice guy.
That's what you want to be. And
you want to be a stand up guy.
Yeah, in everyone else's eyes, you want to be a really good friend to your friends. But everyone else, you want to be a stand up guy.
You want to be like recognizable. Yeah, when we say guy, it's completely like gender neutral. It's like
so is dude. I saw that today. Somebody like a thing that said
like,
dude
PSA
is a gender
like,
neutral. I totally agree. I call everyone
dude. Everyone's
or guy.
A dude. Yeah. Dude, guy, bro. Genders aside, no, you know, I'm not attaching any history to those. It's like if I call you bro, you're like.
Maybe not, because bro is short. It's supposed to be short for brother.
But yeah,
you call
I mean,
everybody.
Pop culture's
bro.
Changed. Like,
yeah,
I
pop
call
culture.
My mom, bro.
Like, dude. Everyone's a dude.
Yeah, everyone's like, dude.
So yeah,
dude.
Or guys. If you address a group of people, male and female and everything else, like, included in this group, you say, hey, guys.
Yeah, you're like, hey,
to address
like,
all
hey,
of them at once.
I mean, hey, fellas.
Fellas is a hella guy. Like, that's a guy. Those are men. Like, men, like guys.
Hey, fellas.
Those
are street guys.
Fellas, or have you ever called a couple of guys, like, fellas? Have you ever used that? I have. Feels pretty good.
I can imagine you feel like... mobstery.
Or I think I used it. I walked past two guys that were working. I was like, hey, fellas, you know where I could find this? Like,
ooh,
I don't know. I was looking for something.
That's like a I think it's like powerful when it's to strangers.
Yeah.
Past couple guys in the street. Hey, fellas, you know where I can find.
You got to approach. Here's okay. Quick
you know
crash course 101
crack?
In. Yeah. If you're trying to find that, definitely
if you want
call
crack,
them
fellas. Call them fella. Hey,
you
got to
come out strong. You want to be confident? Come out strong. You know, hey, fellas. They've never been called fellas. Before.
True. You got to put your bold
he's
foot
like, oh,
forward.
Shit, this guy must be, like, you know.
Like, he's, like, legit.
This is a legit dude.
Oh!
Yeah.
Just because you said the word legit, and so did I. I've mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm.
This is just completely, like, sidetrack little thought of mine, just while we're going rolling with the thoughts. So here in California,
mm-hmm.
we use legit... and literally
a lot
and mm-hmm. interchangeably like hey that was legit the coolest thing I've ever seen or like that was literally the coolest thing I've ever seen. You say those interchangeably all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My petition is to combine the two.
I know what you're about to say.
Legitterally.
No, it's way too long.
Legitterally.
Here's what happens when I can't decide between the use of either of those. I don't say either of them. And there's just a pause. Like, dude, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen because I couldn't decide.
In your head, there's like a battle between like legit and literally.
Because
and like
here's what actually happens. So this is how my head works. If I'm about to say a sentence, I like visually map it out in my brain before I say it, as I'm sure most people do.
Okay, yeah.
Just so you and then like I'll forgot whether or not I previously decided to say legit or literally. That's how much we use them interchangeably.
Yeah.
I'll forget which one I decided I was going to say, so I'll just drop the whole thing.
Hey, so
I'll scrap it all.
That was like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, there's a pause because I don't want to
stumble. That
I'll just pause.
There's a stall.
It's just a pause.
It's a mental,
it's
like
a dramatic
pause.
Yeah,
you're just like, what was I?
Yeah, you know.
And,
like,
and then it just gets skipped over. So you're like, ah, not enough time. Here.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. California slang is weird, you
it's
know?
It's legit.
Yeah.
It's legitimately the coolest thing ever.
No.
I don't see why.
Shit like that is why people think we're high all the time. We're like high skaters.
Legitimately not that true.
Yeah, it is.
Legitimately not.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, dude. Legitimately.
Let me ask you a question. You surf?
Legitimately?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You skate?
Legitimately?
Yeah.
Say it.
No.
Say the word.
You skate.
Say the word. Say the word, man.
Listen, Philip. You skate?
Hey, say the word.
Answer the question,
what's
guy.
Hey,
all right?
That's why I'm saying the word.
Nothing wrong with saying the word. I'm just choosing not to.
Why don't you say my word?
My point is...
Why don't you say my word? Hey,
it's retarded. It's so stupid. I'm saying it. It's. I don't like it. Who in their right mind would ever utter those words unironically?
Legitimately me.
Please, if you're listening, don't ever say that. That's some clown shit, all right? Never.
Hey, dude, that really hurts.
I don't care.
I'm your friend.
Exactly. We explained this like 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
I can say that, you dumbass. Now I felt bad. That was just extra. I felt bad about that one.
Legitimately, that really hurt.
That was stupid.
Legitimately, that one hurt.
Okay, now I don't feel bad, because that's dumb. Sorry.
You ruthless cunt.
Dude.
You are legitimately a ruthless cunt.
Dude, I love that word. I used to say that word all the time.
Cunt?
I still say it sometime, yeah.
How? What's the best way you've ever said it?
Honestly, the best way to say any curse word is to put a little extra oomph in the first vowel. Really, really.
Hit me with a really, like degrading sentence. Really, really. I'm having, whoa.
What?
I'm having major deja vu.
Like, we've recorded a podcast before?
Sorry. Hit me with, like, this is crazy. I'm experiencing this all.
Okay, all right.
Like,
so,
like, you've
probably asked me.
We've recorded this podcast.
What do you mean?
We've done this before.
This
like,
topic
no,
or something?
No, like. Every word that's been said in the past 17 minutes has been said before in this order.
I seriously doubt that.
Right. Okay. So it really hit me with like a really swear rich sentence.
Okay.
And
so you gotta here's what you gotta do. Put a little extra exhale on the first vowel and hit that first consonant really sharp.
Okay. So it's like if I met up with you at school, I'd like, hey, Benny, what's up?
He's like, how you doing, you malignant cunt?
All right, situation.
It's really,
two.
Really
no,
awful.
No,
isn't
it was,
it?
No,
bad.
It like it. It there's
really
power.
Bad.
There's for sure power.
You know, yeah,
by
and you really want to bite the last letter.
Yeah,
of it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So like, you know, hey Benny, this one will be like through text. No, I guess it doesn't really work that way.
No.
But so say you know school's out, the last bell rings, and we're like, hey man, you wanna hang out after school and go to my place?
Yeah, no. Oh, is Stacy going to be there? You know, I hate to be around that bitch, okay,
yo,
right?
Yo,
see,
okay,
it's
yeah.
Really, you could really hurt
it's
someone's
got some
feelings
power.
With that. Ladies and gentlemen, do with this information what you will. Just be careful not to hurt anyone's feelings, all right?
Yeah, go around.
Use it on your friends. Next time you see
your
friends.
Your friends that you're close with.
Yeah, but next time you see them, like, use it, like, don't, you know.
It's okay.
Surprise them,
but only if you've seen them recently. Because if you come up to a friend that you haven't seen in like months,
yeah,
like,
you don't want to tack that on. To, like, it's been a while, you know.
Hit them with that. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, next
someone
time
you're close yeah, with.
Next time you link up with one of your regulars, just unannounced.
Yeah, just really
throw one of those good ones at him.
Hit him with,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just
you know,
like that.
It's great. Just like that.
No. Triple that.
Perfectly in sync. No, it's too much noise.
No, you're right. Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, okay. Also, now I'm going to bring this up because
okay.
I'm terrible. Ending a podcast, I'm terrible at ending a podcast.
Oh, same.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we shouldn't address, like, this is the end. And we don't. But it's like the listeners know when it's coming. I feel like the
oh,
listeners
yeah. can
know.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you, and
end.
We're guilty of this, can I tell you? And
yeah.
Everyone, as soon as they hear this, who's listening, is going to immediately know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing to hear as anything is coming to an end. Ready? You ready? Listen. Well, that.
like the
any form of that.
The prep of like the... Yeah, so, you
yeah.
know, and then there's, like, the stall.
You know, there's other, you know, if or if they're, like, well, like, it's just, okay, honestly, we need to put a stop to that. Next time you guys hear that, just immediately skip the end. If someone says
yeah,
that,
if you hear,
walk away immediately.
Yeah, if you hear the
end it yourself prematurely, just
yeah.
end it.
Just be like, okay, it's over. Like, the podcast is over.
Walk away.
Which is, like...
Yeah.
And now, because we're talking about this, it's going to be over.
It's going to be over soon,
obviously.
We kind of cheated in talking about it.
We cheated the end. So, but this is just for the future. If you hear the... Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah.
That's your cue.
Yeah. Cut them, or, you
that's
know, end
cue.
It or just cut them off and do something else.
Yeah,
acknowledge it. Make them uncomfortable.
Or start
doing...
Or if you're listening to us and you hear that, just like either stop the episode... Or
yeah, immediately. Whatever we're about to say after that is not important.
Yeah, and then just start doing something else.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Start something up, and then
mm-hmm.
we'll wind it down. And, you know, it'll be a seamless transition into your new activity.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I think
that's
yeah.
all I got.
Yeah, that's all
right.
all I got, too.
Okay.
I think
well,
we went a little off track this episode.
We did. It's okay.
It's fine.
It's
whatever. We'll pick it up another time, guys.
See you later.